We continue now with the biblical treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Question 11. Where shall we find the chief truths which the Church teaches? We shall find the chief truths which the Church teaches in the Apostles' Creed. According as they have delivered them unto us, who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the Word? From Luke chapter 1, verse 2. You shall give testimony of me because you are with me from the beginning. John chapter 15, verse 27. Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth shall be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Going therefore, teach ye all nations. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Question 12. Say the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. James chapter 2, verse 19. You believe in God, believe also in me. John chapter 14, verse 1. With the heart we believe unto justice, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. One God and Father. Ephesus chapter 4, verse 6. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Psalms chapter 13, verse 1 and 52, verse 1. I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named. Ephesus chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. And our fellowship may be with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Malachias chapter 2, verse 10. Is not he thy Father that hath possessed thee and made thee and created thee? Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6. I am the Almighty God. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. God said to him, I am the most mighty God of thy father. Genesis chapter 46, verse 3. O Adonai, Lord, great art thou, and glorious in thy power, and no one can overcome thee. Judith chapter 16, verse 16. O Lord, Lord, almighty King, for all things are in thy power, and there is none that can resist thy will. Esther chapter 13, verse 9. Who is God but the Lord, and who is strong but our God? 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 32. Almighty is his name. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I am the Lord that appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. Lord God, thou hast begun to show unto thy servant thy greatness and most mighty hand, for there is no other God either in heaven or earth that is able to do thy works or to be compared to thy strength. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 24. Power belongeth to God. Psalms chapter 61, verse 12. No word shall be hard to thee. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. There is no one that can resist thy voice. Judith, chapter 16, verse 17. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. Apocalypse, chapter 4, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord God, who is and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Apocalypse chapter 1, verse 8. No word shall be impossible with God. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. In the beginning God created heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. God who created all things. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. By the word of the Lord the heavens were established. Psalms chapter 32, verse 6. All things were made by him, and without him was made nothing that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. O Lord God, behold, thou hast made heaven and earth by thy great power. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, the very maker thereof. He did not create it in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. You believe in God, believe also in me. John chapter 14, verse 1. Is not he the Christ? John chapter 4, verse 29. Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, who art come into this world. John 11, verse 27. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 31. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. From the Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. Who shall declare his generation? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. Luke chapter 1, verse 32. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Acts chapter 8, verse 37. Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Psalms chapter 2, verse 7, and Hebrews chapter 5, verse 5. Indeed, this was the Son of God. Matthew chapter 27, verse 54. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God abideth in him, and he in God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. And immediately he preached Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Acts chapter 9, verse 20. All things are delivered to me by my Father, and no one knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and to whom the Son will reveal him. Luke chapter 10, verse 22. You are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary. For a child is born to us, and a son is given to us, and his name shall be called God the Mighty, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Matthew chapter 1, verse 32. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 31. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. And the virgin's name was Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 27. Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Matthew, chapter 1, verse 16. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John, chapter 1, verse 14. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. It is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be despised. Mark, chapter 9, verse 11. And they brought him bound and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Matthew, chapter 27, verse 2. His Son Jesus, whom you indeed delivered up and denied before the face of Pilate. Acts, chapter 3, verse 13. In the morning, the chief priests, holding a consultation with the ancients and the scribes and the whole council, binding Jesus, led him away and delivered him to Pilate. Mark, chapter 15, verse 1. And the whole multitude of them rising up led him to Pilate. Luke, chapter 23, verse 1 and 23, verse 11. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. Luke, chapter 23, verse 24. Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. John, chapter 19, verse 1. He delivered him to them for to be crucified. John, chapter 19, verse 16, Luke, chapter 23, verse 25. And so Pilate, being willing to satisfy the people, released to them Barabbas and delivered up Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. Mark, chapter 15, verse 15. Then he released to them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him unto them to be crucified. Matthew, chapter 27, verse 26. They crucified him. John, chapter 19, verse 18. Matthew, chapter 27, verse 35. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him there. Luke, chapter 23, verse 33. And crucifying him, they divided his garments. Mark, chapter 15, verse 24. And Jesus, having cried out with a loud voice, gave up the ghost. Mark, chapter 15, verse 37. Matthew, 27, verse 50. And Luke, 23, verse 46. But after they were come to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. John, chapter 19, verse 33. We preach Christ crucified. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 23. Christ also died once for our sins, and the just for the unjust. 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 18. And when they had fulfilled all things that were written of him, taking him down from the tree, they laid him in a sepulcher. Acts, chapter 13, verse 29. That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. And Joseph, buying fine linen, and taking him down, wrapped him up in the fine linen, and laid him in the sepulcher. Mark, chapter 15, verse 46. John, chapter 19, verses 38 to 42. This man went to Pilate, and begged the body of Jesus, and laid him in the sepulcher. Luke, 23, verse 52 and 53. And Joseph, taking the body, wrapped it up in the clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new monument. Matthew, chapter 27, verse 59 and 60. And they, departing, made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting guards. Matthew, chapter 27, verse 66. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. This day, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. He preached to those spirits that were in prison. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, nor wilt thou give thy Holy One to see corruption. Psalms 15, verse 10, Acts chapter 2, verse 27, and 13, verse 35. He spoke of the resurrection of Christ, for neither was he left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. Acts chapter 2, verse 31. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the sorrows of hell. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. The third day he shall rise again. Matthew chapter 20, verse 19. He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. When it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. But God raised him up from the dead the third day. Acts chapter 13, verse 30, and 10, verse 40. Very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre, the sun being now risen. Be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Mark chapter 16, verse 2-6. He rising early the first day of the week. Mark chapter 16, verse 9. On the first day of the week. John chapter 20, verse 1. Luke chapter 24, verse 1. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. John chapter 2, verse 19. But he spoke of the temple of his body. John chapter 2, verse 21. When therefore he was risen again from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this. John chapter 2, verse 22. But now Christ is risen from the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. If Christ be not risen again, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, and 15, verse 17. The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. Luke chapter 24, verse 34. If you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Job chapter 19, verse 25. This Jesus hath God raised again, whereof all we are witnesses. Acts chapter 2, verse 32. And turning, thou hast brought me to life, and hast brought me back again from the depths of the earth. Psalms chapter 70, verse 20. Who was delivered up for our sins, and rose again for our justification. Romans chapter 4, verse 25, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. I lay down my life that I may take it up again. John chapter 10, verse 17. It behooved Christ to suffer and to rise again from the dead the third day. Luke chapter 24, verse 46. As Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And when he had said these things, while they looked on, he was raised up. Acts chapter 1, verse 9. God is ascended with jubilee, and the Lord with the sound of trumpet. Psalms chapter 46, verse 6. He wrought in Christ, raising him up from the dead, and setting him on his right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts in men. Psalms chapter 67, verse 19, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. It is expedient to you that I go. John chapter 16, verse 7. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God. Mark chapter 16, verse 19. And it came to pass, whilst he blessed them, he departed from them, and was carried up to heaven. Luke chapter 24, verse 51. And no man hath ascended into heaven, but he that descended from heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. John chapter 3, verse 13. The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand. Psalms 109, verse 1. Matthew chapter 22, verse 44. Acts chapter 2, verse 34. And Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. And chapter 10, verse 12. Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Acts chapter 7, verse 55. Who sitteth on the right hand of the Majesty on high? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. He that descended is the same also that ascended above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. Seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. In the Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. And the dead. This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. For the Lord himself verse 15. I will come again and will take you to myself. John chapter 14, verse 3. When the Son of Man shall come in his majesty, all nations shall be gathered together before him, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 and 32. The Lord will judge his people. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 36. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30. Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead by his coming and his kingdom. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. We must all be manifested before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, and Romans chapter 14, verse 10. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 10. Behold, the day of the Lord shall come, a cruel day, and full of indignation and of wrath. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9. Wonder not at this, for the hour cometh wherein all that are in the graves shall hear the voice of the Son of God. John chapter 5, verse 28. And he hath given him power to do judgment, because he is the Son of Man. John chapter 5, verse 27. The Father hath given all judgment to the Son. John chapter 5, verse 22. And he commanded us to preach to the people, and to testify that it is he who was appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. Acts chapter 10, verse 42. I believe in the Holy Ghost. There are three that give testimony in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and of godliness, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. Ananias, why hath Satan tempted thy heart, that thou shouldst lie to the Holy Ghost? Thou hast not lied to men, but to God. Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. And there appeared to them parted tongues, as it were, of fire, and it sat upon every one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. The Holy Ghost shall teach you what you must say. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. The Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring all things to your mind whatsoever I shall have said to you. John chapter 14, verse 26. But when the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. John chapter 15, verse 26. Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? But they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 19, verse 2. And when Paul had imposed his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them. Acts chapter 19, verse 6. Your members are the temple of the Holy Ghost who is in you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 1, verse 5. The Holy Ghost being sent down from heaven, on whom the angels desire to look. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the charity of God, and the communication of the Holy Ghost be with you all. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. The Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. The Church of the Living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Christ also loved the church and delivered himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, cleansing it by the laver of water in the word of life, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 27. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Built upon the foundation of the apostles. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 16. The Holy Ghost hath placed you bishops to rule the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. If he will not hear them, tell the church. Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. Thou hast redeemed us to God in thy blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us to our God a kingdom. Apocalypse chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. That you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship may be with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. Giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light. The Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Our Father, our daily bread. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Luke chapter 11, verse 3. God, who is glorified in the assembly of the saints. Psalms chapter 88, verse 8. The heavens shall confess thy wonders, O Lord, and thy truth in the church of the saints. Psalms chapter 88, verse 6. I am a partaker with all them that fear thee and that keep thy commandments. Psalms 118, verse 63. The forgiveness of sins. That penance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all nations. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. John chapter 20, verse 23. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. And you, when you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he hath quickened together with him, forgiving you all offenses, blotting out the handwriting of the decree that was against us. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Blessed is thy name, O God of our fathers, who when thou hast been angry, wilt show mercy, and in the time of tribulation forgivest the sins of them that call upon thee. For thou art not delighted in our being lost. Tobias, chapter 3, verse 13 to 22. Amen, I say to you, that all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and the blasphemies wherewith they shall blaspheme. Mark, chapter 3, verse 28, Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31, Luke, chapter 12, verse 10, and 1 John, chapter 5, verse 16. And the priest shall pray for him and for his sin before the Lord, and he shall have mercy on him, and the sin shall be forgiven. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 22. And my people, being converted, shall make supplication to me, and seek out my face, and do penance for their most wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 7, verse 14. Thou hast sealed up my offenses. Job, chapter 14, verse 17. Forgive me all my sins. Psalms, chapter 24, verse 18. Thou wilt pardon our transgressions. Psalm 64, verse 4. He is merciful and will forgive their sins. Psalms chapter 77, verse 38. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Psalms chapter 84, verse 3. I am he that blot out thy iniquities. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. With thee there is merciful forgiveness. Psalms chapter 129, verse 4. He that hideth his sins shall not prosper, but he that shall confess and forsake them shall obtain mercy. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. In judging thou givest place for repentance for sins. Wisdom chapter 12, verse 19. If your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow, and if they be red as crimson, they shall be white as wool. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unjust man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he is bountiful to forgive. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. For God is compassionate and merciful, and will forgive sins in the day of tribulation. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 13. He that loveth God shall obtain pardon for his sins by prayer, and shall refrain himself from them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 4. Be not without fear about sin forgiven, and add not sin upon sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 5. Delay not to be converted to the Lord, and defer it not from day to day. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 8. For mercy and wrath are with him. He is mighty to forgive and to pour out indignation. Ecclesiasticus chapter 16, verse 12. A throne shall be prepared in mercy. Isaiah chapter 16, verse 5. But yet acknowledge thy iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 13. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. To him all the prophets give testimony, that by his name all receive remission of sins. Acts chapter 10, verse 43. He will also have mercy according to the multitude of his mercies. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 32, Psalms chapter 50, verse 1. As I live, saith the Lord God, I desire not the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11, and chapter 18, verse 23, and 18:32. Rend your hearts and not your garments, and turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, patient and rich in mercy. Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Who is a God like to thee, who takest away iniquity? Micaiah chapter 7, verse 18. If you will forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also your offenses. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, Mark chapter 1, verse 40, and Luke chapter 5, verse 12. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6, Mark chapter 2, verse 10. The Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go, and forgave him the debt. Matthew chapter 18, verse 27. Son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Mark chapter 2, verse 5. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. Luke chapter 5, verse 20. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered together thy children, as the hen doth gather her chickens under her wings. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, Luke chapter 13, verse 34. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. Psalms chapter 31, verse 1. The resurrection of the body. We shall all indeed rise again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints that had slept arose. Matthew chapter 27, verse 52. And when they had heard of the resurrection of the dead, some indeed mocked, but others said, We will hear thee again concerning this matter. Acts chapter 17, verse 32. The Father raiseth up the dead and giveth life. John chapter 5, verse 21. If there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 13. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them who have slept through Jesus will God bring with them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Thy brother shall rise again. John chapter 11, verse 23. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. John chapter 11, verse 24. I am the resurrection and the life. John chapter 11, verse 25. Wonder not at this, for the hour cometh, wherein all that are in the graves shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that have done good things shall come forth unto the resurrection of life, but they that have done evil unto the resurrection of judgment. John chapter 5, verse 28-29. Shall man that is dead, thinkest thou, live again? Job chapter 14, verse 14. He, the wicked man, believeth not that he may return from darkness to light. Job chapter 15, verse 22. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the last day I shall rise out of the earth, and I shall be clothed again with my skin, and in my flesh I shall see my God. Job chapter 19, verse 25 and 26. So man, when he is fallen asleep, shall not rise again, till the heavens be broken, he shall not awake, nor rise out of his sleep. Job chapter 14, verse 12. We will continue with the biblical treasury of the Catechism and the subject of the resurrection of the body on tape number 2. Please join us.